Hello, my friends. Greg Klamanzer here, and it's Friday, and we're going into a long weekend, Memorial Day weekend. And I was scheduled to do a 3-day coaching immersion this week, but had several people with scheduling challenges not be able to make it. So I decided to postpone this weekend's training, and I'll be doing my next training July, I think 6th through 8th. Anyways, I wanted to share some things with you here today as you're going into your celebration weekend. And it would be similar to maybe an opening lecture for an evening, excuse me, for an event. And so perhaps that would be the way to maybe listen to this presentation is just imagine you were in the audience and you were showing up because for whatever reason, you know, most likely that you were committed to learning and growing and you wanted to have a better quality of life. And you're probably looking also to achieve certain things in life that maybe you've been having difficulty with. So I don't know what would bring you to an event, but I want you just to kind of consider the fact that you may be listening with those kind of ears and that you're actually interested in learning and growing. And so coming to an event and listening from that place, I would often encourage participants to set aside their thinking and their listening and really, really try to stay open and keep an open mind. So that's a really long-winded introduction here to what I'm going to talk about. But, you know, one of the things that I'm clear about with my style is my style isn't to talk really fast and entertain people and do these crazy fast sound bites. You know, I think that really the nature of the work that I do is inviting people in to actually slow down. And it's not even in the content that I share with people, particularly when they come into coaching immersions. It's not the content that I share with people. It's the connection and the contact, getting them connected back with themselves, getting them connected to, you could say their grounding, getting them reconnected to the deeper truth of who they are. So anyways, I want to talk about three things here. I call it the personal, the psychological, and the philosophical. So these are orientations that one has available to them, people have available to them as a way to orient in life. And I would say most people, and even myself from time to time, you know, I'm still waking up and still a student of life, but I'd say a majority of people get stuck in the personal. And the personal is really an approach in life. It's about the focus is on me. The focus is about feeling better. The focus is on managing and controlling life, maximizing the highs in life, and minimizing or avoiding the lows. This personal orientation is there's a lot of talk about self-care and self-love and all of that. So you could say it's very personal. And when we're in this personal realm, we take everything personal. We take the way somebody looks at us personal. We take how long it takes for somebody to text us back personal. We take the way other people are driving on the road personal. We take how many people liked our posts on social media, personal. So I would say most people are very familiar with this and are often defaulted into this of this orientation of what I call the personal. The next orientation is what I call the psychological. And the psychological is the realization that you're living in a world of constant and continuous self-assessment. Okay? So what that means is you're assessing yourself from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed. Should I have gotten up earlier? Should I have slept in and taken some self-care? Should I wash my hair today? Psychological is, what should I eat? Like, there's this constant self-assessment around my diet, around my money, around my relationships, assessing how good of a parent I am, assessing how good a partner I am, assessing my my status in life. So what happens is the psychological, we live in a psychological world of constant and continuous assessment. And many people are asleep to that, but as I speak to it, most people can realize it or understand it. Now, the problem with the psychological orientation is that there's no peace or freedom there. There's constant evaluation. There's constant assessment. You could call it there's a psychological controller. There's a psychological perfectionist. There's a psychological pusher that drives us, a psychological tyrant that cracks the whip. We live in a world of what I would call psychological assessment and evaluation. And what happens is innocently, when people begin to wake up to how much psychological assessment there is, their strategy for life is to get involved with their psychology, see a psychiatrist, see a therapist, and get involved with their thinking, get involved with their personal history, their memories. There's a million different psychological modalities and therapies that help people with this over-identification with psychological content, all right? So it's content of the mind, and then people want to become more aware of the content. You could say they become more aware of their pathologies, more aware of their belief systems, more aware of their negativity. And so a lot of people have spent, myself included, have spent a tremendous amount of their life going about increasing their psychological understanding as a means to a better quality of life. Well, the only problem with this is that psychology and many, many different therapies and modalities have been around for a long time, but we're not much better off. Okay. Now, I want to point to this because I've been in several conversations in this last week from conversations of high performance professional athletes, to people that are involved in the educational system, to people involved in the corporate world. And in each of these different domains, what I've asked people is to look at, has mental health improved with our children today? Has it stayed the same or has it declined? Professional athletes, has their mental health over the last 15, 20 years improved stayed the same or declined. Corporate America has, have Americans, have people, or anybody on the planet for that matter, has their mental health stayed the same, decreased, or increased? Marriage and family counselors, you know, have divorce rates gone up, gone down, stayed the same. So this all points to the fact that, from my point of view anyways, that psychological therapies and modalities are unsuccessful. And the reason they're unsuccessful is because they're getting involved with the content of one's psychology. And the more you get involved with the content of one's psychology, it's like putting bacteria in a petri dish. It just grows and magnifies. So that's the psychological. The philosophical, which I'm very, very interested in, and I'm inviting you to become interested in that, is pointing us in the direction and looking at understanding and exploring the fundamental nature of human existence. Okay, so we're looking at fundamentally, what is the nature of human beings? Fundamentally, what is the nature of thought? And fundamentally, what is the nature of consciousness? And so that's what we explore throughout the 3 days in a coaching immersion. We are exploring these three fundamental principles underneath the human experience that helps human beings improve the quality of their life and the ease in which they go through life. So I just wanted to share kind of some of my thoughts around the personal, the psychological, and the philosophical. Now, the philosophical points to the fact that what psychology knows is that we live in a world of thought, and thought is constant and continuous, and it's universal, it's neutral, it's constant, and the more we understand the nature of thought versus getting involved in the content of thought, people find real peace and freedom. And you could even say a whole new world of possibility opens for them. So anyways, these are some thoughts I wanted to share with you today going into the weekend. I may share a few more videos this weekend, and I hope you'll come back and listen. That's it for now. Take care, be safe, and I'll see you on another video.